Welcome to our second serving of the series called Salt and Light.
Nomas baita hotu, bem-vindo fila falumaita nia semana segundo baita nia itane série ia Salt and Light ninian.
So last week we talked about Isaiah chapter 1.
Anesa semana koto kita kolia kono bahia Isaías capítulo ida.
And we have understand what is who is Isaiah, what was he writing, and where was he that during that time?
Ihanesa ita hatena kono ba selolos maka profeta Isaías no ni mai sinebe I ni hanebe los mak ni ya tempo na ba.
Now our goal is that at the end of this series we want you to have a biblical understanding of how the cross and resurrection of Christ
itarehu si biblical ida na ita tua comprende liutan saidamak cruz no Kristu nia resurrection
becoming the center of God's plan to bring wholeness and restoration to the world.
Ni sai hanesan sentru ba cruz ninian ba yes sa cruz ninian ba heta ni Morris.
And it will enable us to become agents of his plan of renewal.
No to sai hanesan parte dan be mak ba hania parte dan be mak ba hia Kristu ninian.
Yeah, today we're gonna study Isaiah chapter 3.
Hanesan loron ohin ita saya aprende liu kono ba Isaías kapitlo 8.
But I hope you have read chapter 2 as well. That's amazing as well.
Iha espera kata kimi aprende imi leon na hia kapitlo rua ninian idenemos diaktebes.
But in chapter 3 today, we're gonna be focusing on 3 verses only.
Hanesan hia itania. Hanesan hiya itania kapitlu tolo hanita sei ita sei hareli u hiya itania versiklu rua.
So let's read from Isaiah chapter 3 verse 13 to 15.
Hane maita hareli u hiya Isaías kapitlu sanulu resin tolu to sanulu resin lima.
Okay, I'll read first in English and then Tito will come and read in Tetun.
May italeo look in English, depois ito na italeo in Tetun.
It's in your screen, so you can actually read with me. Let's read in English. Verse 13 says, "The Lord take his place in court and presents his case against his people. The Lord comes forward to pronounce judgment on the elders and rulers of his people. You have ruined Israel, my vineyard. Your houses are filled with things stolen from the poor. How dare you crush my people, grinding the faces of the poor into the dust," demands the Lord of heaven's armies. Let us read in Tetun.
Maitalei hia Tetun, versiklu sanulo resentolu dehan, nai hamri kodi diskuti, ni hamri ko di tesi lia ba povo. Sanulor san hat dehan, nai se tama ba julgamento honia povo ni nain sira, no sira ni sefi sira. Imi makestraga tiha tos uvas ne, imi makrai tiha e makiak ni riku soin ia imi ni uma. Ya sanulor san lima dehan, nusa imi baku raun honia povo. Nusa imi deut e makiak sira ni oin, ema kiak siranya oin sira deklara nai maromak forsa nai.
Let's pray.
Mai thalo rasau.
Our Father in heaven, we bless you.
Aman yelaleha nami fo ben saung bait.
We thank you that your word is living and active, God.
I ami fo brigaru kata kita bot ni lia fuan moris no aktivo.
Minister to us this morning, Holy Spirit.
Halo ministeriu ba ami hada der sand and spirit
sand. We pray for the clarity of your word.
Ami halora saum ba clarida ne be makiam ne moris.
Lord, we pray that it will not just be a head knowledge, but it will go to our heart and transforms us.
Meroma kaun har saum kata kida ne laos det ba hi ami ne konesmentu ma be dane se liu ba hi ami ne fuan hodi ne be mak moris ami ne yam ne moris.
We pray that as we leave this service this morning, our life will never be the same again.
I amero sam katak depois de aminia kultu idane ai te bot ne lufuan amni moris sai mudan sai te bot ne lufuan ba prend.
Be with us, your presence be with us, in Jesus name we pray.
Na fatina mutu kami Jesus ne naran.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, we all know who Isaiah is.
Itahatene katak se losmak Isaias.
Well, basically he was a prophet.
Itare katak nia itare nia katak sayane sam profeta ida.
But I just want you to know that what Isaiah was prophesying, it was applicable to his time back then, but it is also applicable to our time today.
Itare hia profeta Isaias nia profesia nebe maknia nia halo hia momentu neba ida nemos akontese mai hia tempo ida agora.
Now, when you look at this, God is telling us to be the salt and the light.
Itare usire katak nai maroma katete mai ita nesanita nia series katak salt and light.
As Christians, I tell you, your job is to be the salt and the light.
Ihanesan Kristaun itani servisu o posisaun no beita ihamak ita tengisa hanesan salt and light.
That's what this series is all about.
Idenema kita itania series ne lolos.
As the salt and light, what should we do?
Ihanesan itani series salt and light side mak ita halo.
The Bible says, Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth.
Itarehane sa Biblia katak na marom Jesus dihan katak itabot magsay masin yung mundo dyan.
And he also said that you are the light of the world.
Nomos niyamos dihan katak itam magnaroman.
You know, when I studied this, I realized that being the salt and the light here, Jesus was talking about value.
I onira how studa kono baida ne how hare kata Jesus dihan ita to say hanesan salt and light hanesan masin na roma idene say valor ida baida,
which means the light of the lamp is very important during those days because we all know that there was no electricity back then.
I hanesan itare kata importante teves na Roma na behusi lampu itare fila fali hetempun bakatak importante tebes.
So when he was saying that you are the light, he's saying that you are very valuable and useful.
When hira na dihan ita bot mak na Roman significa kata kita bot ne sai valor tebes, no parti dan nebe mak importante tebes.
Now, the salt here is also very important during that time because it preserves food. I wanted to know that there was no ref back then.
I itare ia parte sa hanesan masin, mas sa importante tebe sa tempo na ba? Is hanesan han nebe magsira sira han nebe iya.
So especially the meat, they have to preserve it.
Itare liliu hanesan nan, ita presise tebe si dene.
So primarily in the Middle East, there are two at least. Primarily through purposes of for the salt.
Itare husi parte masin ini yan. Itare kataknya iya parte ruahanesan.
The first is that the salt preserves because of the lack of refrigerator, of course.
Oh, itare primero katak yung momento nuba lahiya part sa san teknologi dan nabe mak iya tu bela juda bahan serane.
Now, how do you relate that? As Christians, to be called a salt, you preserve this decaying world.
Anto in sama kita bela responsa hanesan Kristaun, ita presisa sai ini hanesan sai dalan nebe importante ba ita.
That's why if you're a Christian and you are part of a broken family, guess what? You're called to preserve the relationship in the family.
Hanesan Kristaun hira ita sitosau ni dan nebe makla la possible ba ita sai hanesan saya nesan masin dan nebe makatu bele azuda itania ita at saya naro on saya masin bay itania familia.
If you work in a place where corruption is very much evident, you are called to preserve integrity.
Sita sekar kita hia ita hola parte hia parte servisu ida ke hia naba korup sahun ninian evidence ba korup sahun ninian ita bolu ita sai hanesan masin nebe makatu bele fa impacto henaba.
If you are part of a school where you know cheating is normal during exams, then you are there to preserve integrity.
Cesi dan emos usita ni parte sekolah nian, ita mo sai parte dan ni ita ni sekolah.
Now, the salt was not just preserve, but is also to enhance, to give flavor.
I masin ita sai nesan mas la os det hanesan buat nebe makita ita ita iha ba maybe ita hanesan what's that in tetun
to give flavor to the food
atu fonia
ni gusto
okay.
So imagine you eat some food without salt.
Imagine kare kita ita konsum han rumah laia masin.
So when you eat food with salt, it tastes differently, right?
When here itahan han rumah nia iya masin nia negosto iya furakne differente.
So when Jesus was saying us to be the salt, it's also to give a different flavor to this world.
When here Jesus Christ kolia kono ba masin. When near a fair way that to say hanesan at hanesan husi kita nyan sai but nebe mak sai furak baitania iya mundu idane.
That's why I believe you are a seasoning agent.
Taman how fair fair kata ita sai hanesan iya periori dan nebe maka atu sai ita uja idane hiya itania periori det.
Instead, you can bring tastier flavor to all aspects of life.
Atunita bela lori, but fura kita na bema bayha ita itani mors na mas.
So last week in chapter 1, the book of Isaiah, we learned that God was commanding us to do good.
Hanesan semana koto kita ita prende kona bait iya Isaiah kapitlu ida unsama atuhalo buat na bema.
Remember it, he was talking about learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, fight for the rights of widows.
Hano in hetan when here an nia kolia kona bahalo wet nebe magdiak defende emanebe faluk o emanebe kiak emanebe mak husu azuda.
So God was telling us to do good.
No, naima Roma katete maita tahalo buat nebediak.
In other words, to be the salt and the light.
Hanesan iya part seluk makatsa hanesan salt and light.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about God versus oppressors.
I hanesan ohen ita sekolia konaba naima Roma hasoru emanebemak hanehandor hanehandor.
Maybe for some of you, new word, oppressors.
Ida rumah ia itavalu nesa lifuan nebe phone.
But we have to understand first what does the word mean.
I maybe ita precise hatene uluk saida maklifuan ni significa.
When there is oppressor, there is oppression.
So in here thare balif iha lifuan katak nebe hanehan dor antau iha mos lifuan oppression katak husi hetan resultado nebe mak husi idan behanean oko iya okos.
Now it says there in the slide that oppression actually to keep someone in subservience or hardship.
Itare iya lefuan oppression nia katakatu husik ema nebe mak iya halos sai servisu makas liutan o harsi iya nia difficultade nebe bot liutan.
When you say subservience is people who are, you know, willingly to obey others.
Itare ele foi kata ia emane bem mak pras thank you halo tuir helde thank you halo tuir maselo ya.
This is especially done by the unjust exercise of authority.
Idene husi exercise idene bem husi an but la justo itania itagnia knar na bem mak la justo.
Very familiar. We'd like to cite some examples later on, but let's look at what is oppressors.
E agora itabel harelli utan saida mak oppressor.
Basically and obviously, oppressor is the one who oppresses people.
Itarehis base dane oppressor mak idane bem mak oppress katak nia hanehan.
Now let's look at the examples in society. Have you heard of the glass ceiling in the workplace?
Imi pernah ronana glass ceiling, glass hanesan emanebe mak depende ba asan ni familia servisu nia tayo importansia liu ba nia familia.
So when glass ceiling happen in the workplace, it's like if I am the manager, I will accept someone to work because he is my relative or I have a connection.
Antau hele fuan dan glass ceiling significa katak se example how hanesan director iha kompania ida how Eman dan nabe mak apply ba servisu ne tambanian familia antau ta importansia liubania.
So you see, it's like you're using the authority that is given to you and taking advantage of other people.
I thare kata ita uza knar nabe mak ita iha hodi 40 ita 40 dalan dan nabe mak hodi halakon emaseluknia itabel dehan mas direito.
There are also similar thing in the family can happen. We can use family like, you know, oh, you have to submit to me because I am the husband.
Oh, hanesan mas itare familiar ituan homo sitan ihan example sa familia. Oh, ita bot precisa halo tuir hau ita precisa lao tuir hau tambah hau mak lain.
So it's like he used the authority to ask people to submit to you because this is me.
I tare kata kita uza narnbe iha o parte nbe makita iha athusik emaseluk halotirita.
There is also racial inequality.
I itaremos kata kidane racial. It's like
Racismo, yes.
Racismo, le fan racismo. Ita mas bela sa nesa le. Imi comprende le fan racismo. Yeah, ida nemos bela acontece.
It's like, you know, he is from Timor Leste. He is my brother. He is from different country. He's not my brother.
O ita bela dian le fan racismo en te kata ko niya husi Timor Leste niya hanesan hau niya maunalin, may niya laos husi Timor Leste antau niya laos hau niya. Familia.
Or you can just easily look down on the people based on their nationality. Oh, you're just a Timorese. You cannot speak to me.
O itabel haremst. Oh, itamit harehu si parte hanesan nasionalidad niyan. Oh, tamitabot ema Timor Leste itabot labele kolyo mayhaw.
Okay, so related. There is still the next one that I believe we saw in this society, which is lack of religious freedom.
Itaremos irene relata baihia itania sociedade na bemak baihia liberdade religiosa ninian.
Have you noticed that people cannot express their faith in freedom?
Imi haraida nekala emaseluk labela expressa sirania fear ia religioso liberdade religiosa ninian.
And because of the majority and minority thing here.
Ita haremos hiya majoridade, nomos menoridade ninyan, yes.
So you cannot freely express your faith because people around you is telling you not to do that.
No itala ia possibilidade teve sa halo ida ne tamba ia sociedade o even debem maka basic ita o halo ita sela husi kida nato acontece.
Living in a society where there is lack of religious freedom like this, what should we do as being the salt and the light?
Misama kita tuvela saihanesan salt and light anesan saihanesan masin na Roman ka sekar kita hela iya parte idanesan sociedade anesan lahusik ita tuvela husik kita livre atu halo itania expressa itane fear nebe iya.
You know what? In the church as well, there can be oppression happening in the church.
Idenemos bela acontece e heita igreja, ita bela usa ita nyaknar ho dihane hane maselo.
Maybe you are a life group leader.
Ou ita bota nesan liderança ba life group ninia.
And you can say that, oh, this one is my, he's the closest to me, so he should be different than the others.
Ou ita bela dihan katako, tamba idane, basically my how, antau nia ahusik nia diferente husi emaselo.
For me, I believe this preaching is a reminder for us, and it's a wake up call to all of us. For somehow we have to reevaluate and recheck how we do things.
E tare husi pregasau nia ne katak fo hanoin mai ita o insama kita fo hanoin mai to insama kita tu hare. Ba saida mak ia acontece ita ne moris. Hare fila fal saida mak acontece.
I want you to know that God is sovereign.
E hawakara kita bota ten katak nai maromak ne soverano.
And because he is sovereign, he holds the oppressors accountable.
Tamania ita ten katak nai maromak ne soverano, tamania kair metin. Kair. But nabe mak hanehandor iha hanehandor.
Now Isaiah here constantly show us the connection between injustice.
Itarehusi Isaiah ihanenia hatete bebeik ma ita konaba at sai consistente iha itania butnebe maklazustu.
With idolatry and pride.
Ho idolatria no fotian o gabaan.
When you look at it, injustice is external.
Itareusi but lazustu idane ia parte idane bema kia parte na bema kusita niya external ninian.
It is noticeable.
No itareiden kata kita. Hare liu ba din ba ita semper hare ita tene din.
And of course idolatry and pride is internal.
I claro ka itarehusi
idolatry and pride.
Itarehusi idolatria no part halo o ita fotian ne in part internal ninian.
At times you can make your job or your position an idol.
Dalarumai dalabarak ita dalabalu ita uja itania position itania knar hanesan chaenesan idolatria.
At times you can be prideful and say that, hey, this is me. I am in this position, so I have a voice.
Dalumamos ita iha ita fotian tambah oposisaun knar nebe te ihe tamad oh hare me how agora reposisaun nebe mak bot liwi imi hot.
And this is internal and nobody would notice that.
Namus idane thare liwi parte internal nian no lahe me den be mak atu bele hare be idane.
Therefore I believe this will serve as a reminder for us to recheck our heart and our motives.
Tambai dan emak, lihat si dana kata-katu, fohanoin fila falima ita, on satu bel hareli lihat baitania itania, fuan hoitania hanoin.
I wanted to know that God deals with both internal and external in His righteousness.
Ako kara kimete na katak na maromak sai detailu baya parte internal na external niya.
And He, remember, God is holy, and He will not allow sin to go unpunished.
I tamo na maromak na santo niya sila husik sala atu hanehan o tau kastigo ita.
So, if that is the case, that God is actually not allowing us to do that,
itare husi parte dane no ne maromak la husi kita,
not allowing us to do that,
ni maromak la husi kita thalo dane.
The question is, how does God judge if we do that?
I ni perguntas makne. Unsamak maromak julga.
You know, we all know how God judges.
No itaten itatuhaten katak unsama romak julga.
But I have here at least three points that we will reevaluate how God judges.
I liusiden kat how here pontu tolu hene katak hodi evalua saida maknai maromak julga.
Let's read from Isaiah chapter 3, verse 13.
Maitale iha Isaias kapitlu tolu versiklu sanuloresen tolu. Maitale hamotuk dehan. Nai hamrik hodi diskuti, ni hamrik hodi tesil lia papobu.
In English it says, the Lord takes His place in court and presents His case against His people. Another version says, the Lord takes His place in court and He rises to judge the people. When you look at it, God is the same. He is the judge and He is the persecutor.
He's
the judge and He is the persecutor.
Itare katak na maromak magzulga no niya magfo persegesaun.
And when here you're saying that you cannot win a case if the persecutor and the judge is just one person.
Itare si parte dane itasela pasa sakarita tene katak zulga no persegesaun ni liusi emedede.
Therefore, I believe it speaks of God's sovereignty that He will not allow, He will not tolerate those actions.
Tamiten katak na maromak mak soverano, na maromak soverano, niya sela husik, niya sela tolera, parte sira na to akontese.
Next verse, Romans 2, verse 2. It says there.
Iya versiklo tirmay, italeha Roma kapitlu 2 versiklu 2 dehan itahatene benhira maromak desidi atu fokas tigu ba emanebe halo buat at sirane ne desizaun ne sempre los.
Just we know that God in His justice will punish anyone who does such things. This is talking about God's judgment to sin.
Idene kolia konaba na maromak niya julgamento basalahot.
And in Romans 2, Paul was talking about, you know, condemnation. If you condemn such people.
Iya Roma kapitlo 2, Paul kolia konaba condemnamento. Nebe sekar kita halo condemnamento bae maselo.
But he said, if you condemn these people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse.
When you tal condenamento by maselo no ida na acontece ne itasela iha laha tolerancia.
When you say that they are wicked and should be punished, you know what? You are condemning yourself. That's what Paul said.
Hanesan when hanesan when katak sekar kita ita condena maselo ita condena katak ida na ni emane fraku. Maybe Paul dihan kata kida nita condena itanya an rasik.
For you who judge others, do these very same things.
Baita ida na bemak zulga emaseluk ni acontece baita mos.
Nice. Right, let's continue. So yeah, here continue. Paul is saying that God is in his justice, he will punish anyone who do such things.
Itare katak iha maromak ni julgamento idane ni sei julga emanebemak halubat nebemak halubat nebemak sala.
And that is who God is.
Idane maknai maromak lolos.
He will judge us. And this is this particular story that Isaiah was talking, it is about the final judgment. If you notice, it will happen.
Itarehusi parte idane katak itare liliu bai ya saida maka Isaiah skolia ne hare liliu bai hitania itania julgamento nebe ikus tuirmai.
Psalm 75 verse 2 says
itarei ya salmu kapitlu hitunulor silima versikulu rua dehan ia tempu nebe hau disidi hau sitesi lia ho justisa.
It says, at the set time that I appoint, I will judge with equity. If you look at Psalm 75, the author is actually talking about, you know, who God is as the judge.
Itarehe Salmo kapitlu hitunu lorisen lima.
He was talking about give him, judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly.
Ibig ni kata iya tempo na bihaw decide how say tesi liya ho justisa.
That's why he said that when the time comes, the Lord will judge with equity.
Ilu sida na magnia diyan katak ya tempo nebe lolos mai ita say zul gaida nebe mak lolos.
So how does God judge? The point number one says God, he judges fairly.
Itare katak iya unsamak na maromak zulga antaw itare katak na maromak zulga ho lolos.
When you talk about fairly, it's in according with rules and standards.
When here ta kolia kona ba julga na be laws niat laut tuir start dante na be iya.
And you know that God's standard is holy.
Ita tene katak na maromak niat start dante na santo.
Therefore, he will not tolerate sin.
Tamane niya sila tolera sala.
And as being an oppressor, maybe in somehow what we have done, but we don't know. But today God is opening our eyes.
Ihanesan parte wainiri itanehan ita uzak narin beho dihanehan. Dalam rumah ita lahatene, ita lahare baidane. Maybe loron i ohin, na maromak loke itanya hanoin, itanya matan baidane.
I want you to know that God judges fairly.
Ia hokar kita buat hatene katak, na maromak nezulga los.
And when you say fair, basically it's fair.
Ini rita ita dian. Uta dihan lifan loss significant fatin loss.
He is not siding with anyone.
On nia mesak det la hamutu ko parcel ko emaselo.
So God judges fairly.
Tama nene maromak julga ho Hola los.
Let's continue reading. Verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 3 says.
Mai te continua leia Isaías capítulo tolo versículo sanulo resenhat. Mai te lemotuk. Nai se tama ba julgamento honia povo nelia na insira. No sira ne sefi sira. Imi makastraga tia tos uvas ne. Imi makrai tia ema kiak ne riku soin ia imine uma.
It says the Lord comes forward to pronounce judgment on the elders and rulers of his people. You have ruined Israel, my vineyard. Your houses are filled with things stolen from the poor. Wow. When I read it, I was like, really? That's what happened before?
When you have laid an egg, at home, idene tebeska, idene makakontese, ihe tempo pasado.
When you look at our time today,
we
may not be literally doing that.
Itare katak ital ladun hola parte halo idane.
But at times, we can actually be an oppressed, but an oppressor at the same time.
I hemos tempo balu katakita sa hanesan itahia ita uje tak narho di hanehan emaseluk no masita saya nesan iya o di hanehan no ita mas haneha iya parte dane.
So for example, I have actually a problem.
Example how we here problema ruma.
And I have problem with finances.
Example how we here problema ba parte financiera ninian.
And I can easily use that to actually taking advantage of people and hey, look at me.
I habel uze ne katak hiya problema den habel uze den sane katak how hatur ba katak hey hare bahau.
The thing is here, it is not God who is the provider anymore, but it is the people we're looking at.
I onire parte den but nebe ma acontece mak ita la hare ona ba katak na maromak mak a fall maybe but nebe mak katak mai husi expresses nebe husi itarasik.
We can easily get our phones and message anyone and say that hey, I have a problem, can you help me with finance?
Oh ita bela foto itania telefoni no mensajem se katako how we here problema ba parte financiera ninian.
And we easily use the situation to oppress.
Ita bele fácil ba ita tu usa situasao na sa nasay odihanehan ita.
May we look at God as our provider and not our people.
Oh ita hare liu ba na maroma kanesan ida na bemak bele fo no laos ema.
You see, here you may be saying that, oh, I am actually an oppressed.
Say, when you retire hane katak, oh, how hanesan iya parte na bemak hanehan.
But at the same time, you cannot control that you can easily fall into an oppressor.
I dalam rumah mas ita bele mono bahaya perasaan dan lebih makanehan ita.
Verse 15 of Isaiah chapter 3 said.
Iya Isaiah kapitlo versikulo sana lo resen lima dehan. Nusai mi baku rahun hanya povu. Nusai mi deut emakiak sirannya oin sira. Deklara nai maromak forsanai.
Just how dare you crush my people? Why do you do that? Why do you do that to my people? Grinding the faces of the poor into the dust, demands the Lord of heaven's armies. Notice the word Lord. First Lord is small, only capital L, but second Lord is all capital letters.
Itare hanapa hia lefuan nai. Ia mas itare hia nai lefuan primero letra L ritme capital, may be any, may depois de nai de tuir mai lefuan lefuan nerba capital hot kedas.
The first Lord here is the Adonai.
Itare nai de nebe mak kakerak primero idene nai de nebe mak Adonai.
Adonai. He owns everything.
Nai de nebe mak nia iha buat hototu.
But the Lord, which is capital letters L O R D, all capitals, meaning it refers to Yahweh.
Itare fali hia Lord idene iha nai idene nia hareba kata hareba nai idene be Yahweh,
which is the God Almighty.
Iden significa da nai maroma kida na bemak astep teves.
Yahweh who saves.
Yahweh iden salva salvador Yahweh ninian.
So you look at it says that the Lord who owns everything, and the Lord who is in the highest place.
Itare ba katak nai dan nebe iha buat hotu, mabe mo siya nai dan nebe mak as liu buat hotu.
And he holds, I'm telling you, reminding you again that he holds the oppressors accountable.
Itare katak nai dan nebe as liu hotu, nia kair hotu, buat iha knar iha presaun dan nebe mak hanehan ninian.
So, it is actually telling us to, just like what last week's the first week, it's telling us to, as the salt and light and the light, we continue to do good to others.
Ihanesan hita ni samana kutuk, hita ni samana primero dihan maita dihan katak, ya parte hita ni salt and light ni yang katakatu na fatin halo diak.
At times we're saying that, oh Lord, I am being oppressed right now.
Oh, dala ruma itadehan, oh nai, how agora ihya, he parte dan nebe makanehan tep-tepes hap.
But I want you to know that you cannot actually easily say that, hey, you oppressors.
Iha wakar kita buat atene kata kita, love. Lafase at ita dehan katak hey ita bot ne emanhan hean dor.
But again, let God deals with the people.
Maybe dali datang katak husik nai maromak magsay detail widaneho parte danaba.
Remember, being the salt and the light, we are called to continue to do good to others.
Hanoimba katak ia parte ita nesir kata salt and light atu continua halo buat nebe diak bae maseluk.
Psalm chapter 7 verse 11 says
ita lei hia salmu kapitlu hitu versiklu sanulu resinida dehan katak maromak magzuis nebe justu no maromak nebe bele laran manas loro loron.
It says God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. Would you like to be angry at every day?
Ida bot hakarak hok sound den be mak hirus loro-loron.
I mean, even people, right? Even people who is angry with you every day, you cannot, you don't like, but much more, this is God who is angry at you every day.
Itare katak da ita lakoi ema hirus ita lor-loron. Un satan ho nai maromak nebe mak ita ne nai maromak nebe iha.
Being an honest judge, he always do things with I mean, based on the facts.
Itare katak, iya honesti dade nebemak lolos nebemak hola itare liba parte nebemak nebemak zus iya naimaromak.
So if you look at a something, it's if court in the court, you see they have to gather a lot of information, testimonies after testimonies, for you to know that hey, this is actually this person is hold guilty.
Court, it's like prison. Yeah, itare iya. Itare iya parte prison nian. Itare testimonya barak buat barak maka ihan wa atsai hanes evidensia iden be di bele dihan katak emane hola parte kausi dene duni ko nia iya parte dene duni.
But the thing with God being the judge is that he knows everything.
Maybe buat nebe los mak ne nai maromak nia zulge nia hatene buat hotu.
Even the secret things, remember the Bible says even the secret things he knows.
Nia buat nebe mak segredo, buat nebe mak segredo baita nia hatene buat hotu heita.
So you have no power to defend yourself.
No itala iha biti dan nebe mak atubele salva o tau ita ya posisaun nebe mak los.
Now as God being the judge, which is first point, is the fair judge.
Tama nai maromak ne justo o nai maromak ne zulga. Tama nai thare katak ianya itania pontus primero dihan katak nai maromak nia zulga holos.
May we never get tired of doing good.
No, nunca mais. Hanoi dikatakan hal buat nebe diak. Nungka mas kolen hal buat nebe mak diak.
Psalm 89 verse 14 says.
Iya, Salmu kapitlu walu nulu resensia versikulu sanulu resen hat dehan. Hahalok los nuzustisa mak fondasi ba onia kadunan.
This is talk about God. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Wow. So when you look at it, God's his being, he is a righteous God, and his foundation is also justice.
Yeah, itare katak husi den katak nai maromak iden nai maromak iden nebel nai maromak nebel lia los nebel lolos I nia funda saun mos justisa.
When you look at it, even Jesus himself, if you notice, he is also claiming that the way he judged should be according to the will of the one who sent him.
Itare rasa kanesan na Jesus Kristo mos dihan katak ya dalan na beatu zulga nia zulga tenke mai husi dan nebe mak harukan nia mai.
Which is stated in, he said that in John chapter 5 verse 30.
Idene nia dehan iya John livro John kapitlu 5 versiklu 18. Ita bele le dehan. How la bele halo buat tida mesak deit. How tesi lia tuir buat nebe hau rona. No how tesi lia los. Tambah how la buka how ni hakarak. May be ni nia hakarak nebe haruka ona hau mai.
How mai. I can do nothing on my own, Jesus said. I judge as God tells me. Therefore, my judgment is just because I carry out the will of the one who sent me, not my own will. So Jesus claims, he claims that that the way he judges is also just like the way of God the Father.
Nai tare katak, nai Jesus dehan dene, tete dene katak, ye dalan nebe mak nia fo zulga, hanesan mos dalan dene be mak nia simu, husi dene be harukan nia mai.
Because he said, I carry out the will of the one who sent me.
tamanedihan how lori how lori carry out how lori saida makidana how lori dalan zulga dana bemak husi lihusi dana bemak haruka how mai.
My point number two says God also on he judges righteously.
Itara hi aita niya point segundo katak niya zulga holia los.
So he judges righteously. So when sometimes you say that, what is the difference? He says fairly and righteously good.
Darum itens the difference saida los no lia los.
When you talk about righteously, he talks about God's holiness. It talks about His purity, and it talks about His uprightness.
It when you itakolia kona ba lia los, itakolia kona ba na maromak niya santo, itakolia kona ba niya again
His purity
niya puridade,
His uprightness
nomos niya
upright los.
Loss. Kolya kona ba? But na bemak loss.
But when you talk about fair, we talk about doing things with equally.
When here ita kolya kona ba loss? Ita kolya kona ba but na bemak iya equal dade.
But you're not looking at anyone higher than the others.
Itlahare kona ba ida na bemak asli ida selo.
I want to know that that's how God judge. He judge righteously as well.
Iho kar kita bo tatene katak ida nemak na imaromak ni zulga ida na bemak holia los.
Now, may we continue to do. And I mean, in Isaiah also said that what sorrows awaits the unjust judges and those who issue unfair laws.
Ihanesan here Isaiah's nenian ne dehan katak. What verse?
It's not there. It's just in. I'm just remembering it. But it says that the book of Isaiah also says that what sorrow awaits the unjust judges.
Ihanesan katak. What sorrow?
Triste.
Oh, itare katak zulgamento, zulga ida nebemak heine parte nebemak triste ninian.
It's that when you talk when he was talking about you being the judge, is that the way you treat other people. You can actually easily becoming an oppressor.
Itare hene katak when hira ita. Itere sparten katak when hira ita hare ba emaselu when hira katak idene bele lori ita ba iha parte julganinian mas.
But Isaiah is also saying that what will you do when I punish you? God says.
Iya Isaiah dia katak saida mak hau sihalo when hira naimaromak fo kastigo.
He also said, "To whom will you run for help?"
No, baya se makimise ba when ira castigo ida na kontese.
Because I tell you, if God is the one who judges, He cannot run to anyone.
Ni dihang katak, when na maromak mag julga ita se lahalay ba se det taman niya.
So God judges fairly, He also judges righteously.
Tamanene maromak zulga los no holia los.
Let's continue. Let's jump into Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2.
Liusiden ita continua no ita hakat ba iha Isaiah kapitlu hat bersiklu ruadehan. Iha loron ne nainya sanak mak bonitu no iha gloria. Aifuan o siraine se saifuan buras no furak basira nebe sehela iha Israel.
I know you see the word bonito, dear, that's not my name. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2 says, but in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The fruit of the land will be the pride and the glory of all who survive in Israel. Interesting. What is the branch of the Lord?
Dek, ini ya interesant tentang tebe saida maka parte usanak lihusi na maromak nenian.
When you say branch, we look at the tree. It's like something that come out from the trunk, the main tree.
When he retare liafuan branch, na itare when he retare he ai ida nia sanak nebe maksai husi nia parte siran nebe hia.
But it says will be beautiful and glorious.
Tare kata kida ne diak tebes wanya sawen liafuan bonito no gloria.
The same word, branch of the Lord, also mentioned in Jeremiah.
Itare lefuan sana kidane mencionamos iha libro Jeremias.
But before go to Jeremiah, let's continue reading from Isaiah 4 verse 3.
Mula kita ba iha Jeremias ne, maita lefa continue iha versículo 8. Dehan. Tuir fali mai basira nebe se hela iha Jeon no sira nebe se hela iha Jerusalem e masebolu santu basira nebe iha sira nya naran iha lista moris iha Jerusalem.
It says all who remain in Zion will be a holy people, those who survive the destruction of Jerusalem and are recorded among the living. I want to see at the end of the day, he said that I am part of the recorded among the living.
I how kara kare katak depois de lornikus katak how hola parte mos ia parte morisi dan enian.
Now, let's I like what I mentioned. Jeremiah 23 verse 5 also talk about the branch of the Lord.
Anesan mas iya Jeremias kapitlu ronulor sentol versiklu lima dehan mas ene. Tebes tempu semai hatete nai banhira hause hamosu sanak loza ba David. Nia sei ukun nudar liurai nebe matenek. No nia sei halau justisa no hahalok los iha mundu.
Said, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Notice?
He
was talking about the one who is coming. I wanted to know that it was Jesus the prophet
kita,
was talking about.
How kar kita itu buat hati nak katak niamak Jesus Kristu nabe profeta nabe kolia konobania.
When you continue to do what is right and you will never get tired to do what is right, you know what? It is the Lord who see what you do, and it is Him who is saving you.
Se when here ita na fatin halo buat nebe magdiak, no ita sela kolen at halo buat nebe magdiak, tama ida nebe mak hare ma ita mak ida nebe na ida nebe mak hare buat na ida nebe mak los nebe hare ba ita.
And God, I mean, last week I mentioned that the good thing about God is that judgment is not His final word. But this particular story, prophecy, it is talking about the final judgment.
Itare hanesas manakoto kita itare katak dan julgamento ne laos. Julgamento laos bet nebe maka termina ona. Maybe iya dia nak katak. Iya fali parti kuli katak dengan katak. Julgamento dia nak bemak se se akontese ila fali mai.
But when he say it will happen, that means there is still hope for all of us here.
So in here tadi yang kata kita ne se akontese antau ite iden signifika kata ita hi esperanza ida.
We can still have hope, church.
Ita se na fati ni esperanza, igreja.
Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10 says.
Isaiah kapitlo 12 versiklo sanulo dehan. Hatete ba ema los
katak.
Hatete ba ema los katak sira se hetam buat diak. Tama sira sehan ay fuan tuir sira niya halok.
It says, tell the godly that all will be well for them. Okay? If you are sitting next to someone, tell the person, all will be well for you.
Sekarita bot, tur besik yang mereka katak dihan katak, ya buat waktu say diak, baita bot.
They will enjoy the rich reward they have earned. You can continue to do good. You can continue to be the salt and the light that God wants you to be.
Ita na fatin halo buat nebe magdiak, no na fatin say salt and light. Katak say na fatin hanesan wente haten katak masin. No na Roman, by the name Morris, no sociedad.
And as you do that, our hope is that all will be well.
When he retahalo dia nakata, ita niya esperanza tomak sa idea.
So how does God judge?
No isamak na maromak julga.
My point number 3 and the last says, by saving us from the coming judgment.
Now niya, how niya Pontus terseros baikus ninian magdiang katak ita simu ita ita hetan o ita hetan as salvasaun husi ita hetan salvasaun ona husi julgamento na bemak semaifale.
There is still opportunity, church.
Nafatin idene se maski dene mabe ita se nafatin hi oportunidade.
You may be saying, no, at one point I did this, I was like this. But God says that, my son, my daughter, I am saving you from the coming judgment.
Ida ruma ita kolia dan oh how iha dan how halo ida ne. Maybe na maromak dihang katak how ni awan how salva ita bot husi julgamento ida tuir.
And I believe that's why he is the defender and he is the just. Remember, so. He is not. He before judging you, he saves you.
I itare katak molok zulgamento idane. Maybe niya salva tayo na ita.
So there is hope for us to turn to God.
Tamane ita iya esperanza to fila faliban ay maromak.
But I want you to know that it is God's loving and kindness that lead us to repentance.
I how kar kita buat hati ni katak liu senai maromak ni diak no domin lorita ba
repentance.
Lorita ba iya arrependimento.
But not repentance that lead us to God's loving and kindness.
Liu si arrependimento lorita ba iya nai maromak niya diak no domin.
Sometimes you can easily say, because I repent, God can actually love me again. But it is because of His loving kindness.
Oh, dalam itu dia no tambah how halo arrependimento, tamane fasib how atu lori how baiha na maromak niya diak no domain. Maybe Daniel, maybe buat cerita how to my husi lausitan niya, maybe my husi na maromak niya diak no domain dunia.
And you look at the cross of Jesus Christ.
So in here it hare ba cross Christ ninian.
He's saying that he has done that, he has saved you.
Ni dihang katak niya halo buat hotu ona, no ni salva ita.
You know, every time I'm looking at the cross of Jesus, what I'm grateful is that now I can do everything that pleases Him.
I venira horeba ia cruz ne va kata how agradecete teves kata agora obel halu bat hotu ho di fo gloria venia.
But because He says that those who listen to My message and believe in God who sent Me have eternal life.
Nonya dihang kata ba ba sedet makrona mai hau mai rona mai hau no rona bahau ni lefuan ida nebe mak haru ka hau mai nia sehetan salvasam.
They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from the death into life.
No ni, sira pasa ona husi parte sala niyan ba Morris ninyan Morris rohan laik ninyan.
Before I pray, I want to leave you with this message.
Molaka halora saun hawakarak husik mensaje dene baita ta bot sira.
That our God is a true God, is a true judge who saves us before the judgment day through His Son Jesus Christ.
Itenia maroma kida nebe zulga holos non nia salva ita ni salva ita ulukona husi ni salva ita ulukona husi zulga mentu tuirmai zulga mentu tuirmai li husi ni awan Jesus Christo.
And you and me, we have been saved.
No ita boto hau hetan salva ona.
Therefore, we can do things that pleases Him.
Tamanita halo buat hotu, hodi servi benyanaran.
If we, you know, we can just go to God in repentance.
May ita fila faliba maromak ihiusita ni arrependimento.
And say, Lord, sorry for those times.
Diyan katak maromak disculpa. But tempo hototo.
That there are ways that I have treated people unfairly.
Ya tempo balumos how husi ka ne tempo ba mas helok ne bemak laho wat ne bemak lolos.
Ask God to give you the eyes to see.
I husi na maromak atu locate about nematan ho dihare.
That when we see people, you see it, you see them through God's lens.
Atu itabot hare e maseluk, itabot hare na maromak ni parte na ba.
Just take this few seconds to just go to God.
Husik itabot ni tempo hiya, ni minuto baloy din eh.
And receive His forgiveness again.
No dihare, baperdown, fila fali.
Lord, sorry for those times.
Maromak, favri, how usidis kulpa, but tempo barak hirakna.
Sorry for those times that I acted this way.
How usidis kulpa, babat siran nabe makakontes ona, yaw naksaun nabe iha.
And thank you for teaching me today, Holy Spirit.
Obrigado, bafohanoin, bahanorin how. Lock how sita bot ni Espiritu Santo
for allowing me to see things
usikawa to di hare buat sirane hotu.
Lord, I didn't want to be separated from you.
I nai how lakoi hetan separasaun usita bot.
I want to be in that group of people where it says all will be well.
I hakarak hau karak hola parte, hau karak sai parte. Ia masyarakat berkata, buat hotu si sai dia, buat hotu si dia.
God, I pray.
Na yung oração.
That as you forgive me this morning.
How super down nu sita bot.
But I embrace your truth again.
Sik how lao tu iritan niya le los.
That I can trust you again.
Sik how fear fila fali ta bot.
Thank you for the hope.
Obrigado ba esperanza na beia.
That I can put on you, Jesus.
Na behaw tau hita bot, Jesus Christ.
Today I receive your forgiveness.
O in loron how sim mo ita bot ni perdão.
And becoming a new person again.
Sai yaman na befon hita bot ni reino.
God, I pray.
Na oloração.
That I will continue to put my trust on you.
How na fatin tau how ni fear to magba hita bot.
That you are my Lord who owns everything.
Kat ita bot makaw ni nai ida na be mag. Say nine babuatoto.
Therefore, I can trust you in any situation.
How fear by the bot? Yes, ito sauno toto.
For some of us,
yeh itabalo.
Maybe you're here.
Dalaruma itabot yane.
And the Lord is actually calling you.
I terkat na maromak bolu ita bot.
And it is time to start trusting Him.
Ini maromak hakarak ita hahu tau fear ihenia.
And you can have the fruit of salvation, which is doing what is good.
Ik atuita iya salvasaun ida nebemak. Lolos, no dihal buat nabe magdiak.
You know what? A while ago, Isaiah 3 verse 10 says, "Tell the godly that all will be well for them."
Ano sa noong katag hi Isaiah? Isaiah ni kapitlo tolo diyang katag hatete bem hotu katag buat hotu say lao diak.
Maybe your desire right now is, Lord, I want to start being godly.
I tabot ni hakarak agora mag katak nai ha hakarak lao tu iri tabot.
Let me tell you, the Lord is giving you opportunity.
Usikaw hatete bay tabot sira katak na maromak fo bay tabot oportunidad iden.
To make Jesus as His Lord, as your Lord and Savior.
At husik na Jesus Kristo sa hanesay tabot ni nai no Salvador.
Because He can only save you.
Tama niya niya mesak dit magbele salva itabot.
Through what Jesus has done on the cross.
Lihusi Jesus Christo. Lihusi niya Jesus Christo halubat ho tu on
here. You cannot save yourself because of the sins.
Itabot la bele salva itabot niya an. Tamba sala idane.
We are sinners.
Tamba ita sala
nai. We cannot save ourselves.
Ita la bele salva itani an.
But God is telling you right now.
Ano maroma katete ba itabot agora?
My daughter, my son,
how no one feto no mane?
Come to me.
My how?
I am able to save.
Na how bele salva itabot?
So you can start do things that please me, that pleases me.
No itabele, no itlusin itabot, hahu halubat nebemak hudyahi how nenaran.
If you're that person.
Kakarita bot makemay dane.
And you want to put your faith completely in Christ this morning.
Kakarita bot makidane hakarak tau itane fear completo.
Whatever you are.
Jesus Christo.
Whatever you are.
Yan ebedet makita bot.
You can just close your eyes.
Itabele takay tabot ne matan.
And pray this prayer of faith.
Halora sound ida hoy itane fear tomak.
Just follow me after I say.
Halora sound tirhaw. Depois de
you say, Lord Jesus,
yang katak nai Jesus,
I thank you.
How for obrigado.
I thank you for your goodness and your love.
How for obrigado by tabot ni diak no tabot ni domin.
Today I repent from all my sins.
Ohin loron ne kedas how arepende bahaw na salah hotu.
I'm sorry for those times, God.
How husris kulpa ba tempo hotu na beiha.
For those times doing things pleasing this world.
Bahe tempo selok ne be mak hau halo buat selok ho di hahi be mundu idane.
Today I want to just acknowledge you Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
Oin loron hau akara rekonese ita kata kita bot mak hau ne nai no Salvador.
Come to me, enter to my life.
Mai hau no ama mai hau ne moris.
Lead me, rule my life.
Lidera hau no lidera hau ne moris tomak.
Help me to do things.
Azuda hau atu halo buat hotu.
I receive forgiveness this morning.
Hau simu ita buat ne perdaun ya derdane.
And help me, Holy Spirit.
Azuda hau Espiritu Santo.
To continue to do things.
Atu na fatin halo buat hotu.
That pleases God the Father.
Hori hahi no adore ita buat ama.
Because I know.
Tambahu hatene.
I can never do this.
Hau labele, hau bele halo idane.
By my own strength.
Yusi hau nia forsa.
Be my Lord and my Savior, Jesus.
Sana sa hau nia nai, no Salvador, Jesus.
And this I pray.
Sana sa hau halora saun.
With all my faith.
Yusi hau nia fear hotu.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus nia naran.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe we are in the position of, maybe we are in the position of, Lord, I have been oppressed.
Romak, am halor saun katak, dala ruma, ia posi saun ida nebemak hanehan, tepteves.
And I tell you, this is the right time to just release forgiveness.
Nama romak, hanya kata kita nemak he tempu dan nabel los atau husik perdaun dan nabayam imam romak.
To forgive the oppressors.
Atu say ho di for perdaun, babuat nabemak hanehan nama.
Knowing that God holds them accountable.
I hati nak katak nama romak karmetin, nama romak hare ba. Parte hanehan dan ia iam ni Morris.
That he is righteous judge, he is a fair judge.
I hatenya katak nai maromak ita bot lia los itenya zulgai dan belo los lia los no zulgai dan bemos lolos.
And he holds the oppressors accountable.
Noi nia sekar meti ni dene, ba presaun dene.
Take this time to just pray for people around you.
Usik tempu dene, udahal orang saun ba emane bemak, besi kita bot, halew kita bot.
Maybe you are experiencing oppression in your office, in your school. At home, maybe in your neighborhood.
Dalam rumah kita buat hetan presau nane handane usi kita buat ni servisu, kita buat ni sekolah, kita buat ni uma, oh servis fatin, ya
fatin. Maybe in this nation.
Dalam rumah masih hana sau ni dane.
But the Lord is saying that you can actually release forgiveness.
Mebenar meromak yang kata kita kita bele usik perau ni dane.
Lord, we release forgiveness.
Nai, ami, for perdaun idane.
We decided, Lord, that we forgive the oppressors.
Ine maromak, ami Lord sa angkatak, ami for perdaun ba hanehan dor sirane maromak.
We thank you that, Lord, you are sovereign.
Maromak, ami for brigaru tamita bot soveran.
Lord, we lift it up to you, everything.
Namaromak kami husi kami entrega tomak buat siran hotu beta bot.
Lord, help us not to judge.
Namaromak azuda kami lau satu atu halo zulga.
Because you are a righteous judge.
Tambah ita bot det, makami nilia los zulga nabe holia los.
Lord, we forgive them.
Naime romak ami fo perdau basira.
And Lord, we thank you for saving us.
Naime romak ami fo brigadu basalva ami.
Thank you for saving us from the coming judgment.
Obrigado tama bela salva ami husi julgamento de nebetirmai.
Oh Lord, how grateful we are.
Oh nai. Misaita bot ne dia kidane.
We're grateful for what you have done.
Ami agradece teves am idene dia teves besaita makita bot. Halo.
Thank you for not allowing us to face the judgment.
Obrigado bel la husik ama tu bel hasoru julgamento idene.
We pray that Lord we will live our life pleasing to you.
Melasang katak ami si husik ami ne moris baita bot di fo hahi baita bot nenar.
And may you help us, Holy Spirit.
Husik itabot ni Espiritu azuda ami.
Because we cannot do that by our own might and strength.
Tamami level halo idane liusi amenia forsa no bit nebeya.
Lord, help us to also ministers.
Ne azuda mos ami atalo ministerio.
To continue to minister to them.
Tanafatin halo ministerio ba sirahot.
As we are called to be the salt and the light.
Nasan ami itabolo ami ato sa hanesan masin on Roman basira.
Lord, we call out freedom.
Na ami declara li verdade.
Freedom from the oppression.
Ami declara li verdade usi hanehan nai.
Lord, freedom from sins.
Li verdade husi sala.
Lord, we call out freedom, God, that we can experience every day.
Ina meromak ami deklaramos li verdade ne belivre ba ami kada Lord.
For those who need healing, God, because of being oppressed emotionally, Lord, we pray that you heal us, God.
Meromak vamos. Sirabalo nebemak precisa cura ia prasau anehan dan hesirane moris.
Lord, you bring healing, God. May you bring healing, Holy Spirit.
Nama Roma kata kita bot lori cura. Ta lori cura lu Spirit
Santo.
Mayami.
Emotionally.
Emotional.
Lord, we embrace you.
Nami. Lao tirita.
We embrace your presence. We thank you that you are our Father God. You are not just the righteous judge. You are not just the fair judge. But you are our Father God.
Maybe name Roma kita bot nai amani de ne bemak bot libatot.
We love you so much, God.
I'm hadomi tebesita bot.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus ne naran.